This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line, the man who you would be most familiar with as writing the three-minute song, Josh Wilson. Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, tell me, first question right up here straight away, how many analogies did not make it into that song that were left on your little brainstorming bit of paper of all the analogies you could come up with?
Well, I'd say probably a good five or six. I can't remember any of them as of right now, but yeah, there's probably another five or six.
And how many people make the comment to you about the duration of the song being possibly, you could argue, a couple of seconds less?
Well, it's funny because it depends on where you get the song from. I think on iTunes, it's like maybe 258, but I think if you get it directly off the CD, it's exactly 3 minutes long. When we were recording, that wasn't the original intention, but the song was just so close that we thought, well, we ought to make it exactly 3 minutes.
That's cool. The idea for that song is truly fantastic. I mean, it's one of those songs that you hear the first couple of times, and you like the tune, so you kind of listen along. But then when you really listen to the lyrics, it's quite amazing. What inspired you to do that? Were you trying to come up with a song and then thought, you know what, there is no song that can define God?
Well, I'll tell you what, at the very end of the writing process for that album is when I wrote the three-minute song. I was so overwhelmed with writing all these songs about God and faith and, you know, all these really big ideas that I sat down that day and I said, you know, I have nothing to say. God is too big to put into a song. And I was like, well, I'll just put that in a song.
That's good.
Well, let's wind the story back a bit to where you got started. Now, you're obviously an independent artist first, and then Sparrow signed you up. Before that even, how did you get started? What was the vision or dream? Did you think you would be a contemporary Christian musician?
Not really. I knew that I wanted to be doing music. I just didn't know exactly what. And so I started, a few instruments at a young age. I started piano when I was about 10, and then guitar when I was about 13, and then little later I started writing songs and really enjoyed that. But I went to college to study music business, actually, and I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, but I kept writing songs while I was in college, and then that's kind of when I recorded my CDs as an independent artist, not really knowing, hey, I want to do this full time. But as I got out and started playing those songs, I really, really enjoyed, you know, meeting people and playing my music for folks and hearing how the songs impacted people. And there was never a clouds parting, God telling me, hey, this is what you're supposed to do kind of moment. He sort of just opened the right doors and sometimes kind of kicked me through them. But it's just been incredible to see how he's brought me to where I am. So I didn't think I would be here, but so grateful to be here.
That's great. And what about moving on? Like, you've got to always come up with fresh music. You've got to always come up with fresh tunes. So often people write songs and we hear that, oh, it sounded too similar to this, so I couldn't use it. How do you keep things fresh?
Well, you know, I found that to be a songwriter, really all you have to do is just pay attention to things that are going on in your life, because there's always things happening. God's always doing things. There are stories all around us. You just really kind of have to be a student of life and pay attention to the stories, and then just write about them. And, you know, as a songwriter, I just try to be as honest as I can, and I find that if I'm honest, then people will relate to the music that I'm writing.
Well, we'll break into some music now. A song we're just about to add to Hope 103.2 is Before the Morning from your Life is Not a Snapshot album. Tell us a bit about the song. Set it up for us before we play it.
Absolutely. Well, the song Before the Morning is about my good friends Tim and Paula, who I've known for a number of years. And they were pregnant with their second child and going to the doctor to get a sonogram just to find out if the baby was a boy or a girl. Supposed to be a very routine checkup. But while the doctor was doing the sonogram, he got very quiet and he said, your baby's a boy, but he's not healthy. He said only half of his heart is forming. It's a condition called hyperplastic left heart syndrome. And he said, your baby's not going to make it, because not only is his heart not functioning, but his kidneys and lungs also aren't working. And he said, your only option here is to end this pregnancy, because there's really nothing we can do.
Wow.
But Tim and Paula knew that they wanted to trust the God that gave them the child in the first place. So they went home and they prayed for weeks for the rest of the pregnancy. They called all their friends and said, we need you to pray and fast with us and pray for our child. And so the time came for them to give birth, and the doctors had given their child a 2% chance of making of living longer than 4 days. And so there's a line in the song that's the title of the EP that says, life is not a snapshot. And that it basically says, you know, we're in this snapshot moment. We can't change our past. We can't see what's going to happen in the future. So we're here in the now. But as Christians, for those of us who know Jesus, we're not defined by this current moment. We're defined by the hope that we have in Christ. And that's the hope that Tim and Paula decided to fall back on and decided to go ahead with it. And again, the doctor said a 2% chance of living longer than 4 days. And as of right now, their son, Jakin, is alive and well. He's 8 years old and just an incredible, incredible kid. And he's had a couple of heart surgeries, and he's always pulling up his shirt telling people that he had a heart that was broken just like everybody's, but that Jesus came in and healed his heart just like he can do for you. And so I hope that when people hear Before the Morning, that we're all encouraged to remember that no matter what our circumstances are, as Christians, our struggles are just the dark before the morning.
Oh, Josh, that is awesome. I say we leave it on that. We'll play Before the Morning right now. Josh Wilson, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.